What's up, everyone? It's time to answer today's 10-second question. All right, you ready? Here we go. What radio station are you listening to? Time's almost up. 3, 2, 1. The correct answer is WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Don't forget to keep it locked.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 3rd, join the Activities Council for the Student Talent Show. This will be happening from 8 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, November 4th, join the Transfer Club for their open meeting. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Hunt Union Student Association Clubhouse. Also happening on Tuesday, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, be sure to join the Jewelry Making Club for their general meeting, happening from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Hunt Union Butternut Valley Room. Hope to see you there. On Thursday, join First Generation and Office of Student Experience for their Stuff a Dragon event, part of the First Gen Celebration Week. This will be happening from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. On Friday, join the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center for their Intersection Series, Indigenous Gender Before the Binary, with Two-Spirit guest speaker Kelly Blair. This will be happening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Saturday, November 8th, join SUNY Oneonta Sustainability for their community table at the Farmers Market. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Diaz Street in town. On Sunday, join the Outdoor Adventure Club on their trip to Trout Pond in the Catskills. You can sign up for their amazing trips at the Outdoor Programs office in Hunt Union. This will be happening from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday, November 9th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. How are we doing today? Guys, today, if you didn't know, it is November 4th, 2025, and it's also Lily's birthday. Say hello to Lily, everybody.
Hello. Am I your first guest?
Correct.
Oh, my God. Wait, I'm actually so honored.
Well, man, as you should, because it's literally Lily's 20th golden 20 birthday. Guys, can we believe this? This is crazy. Oh. My unk, you're now part of the unk squad.
I'm here, and I'm ready to accept my unk status.
Unk status. And the best way to, like, rein in this unk status, you ask, it's obviously through playing Lily's birthday playlist. Now, are all the songs birthday themed?
No.
But that's okay because they're all Lily's favorite songs, which makes it special, hence the birthday, hence her. She's special. She's important. Get used to it, people. Liliana Grande, Nina III.
That's
so
me.
Do you have anything that you would like to add just in terms of introduction? Like, what should we know about you as a musician, as a birthday girl? What should we know?
Well, I'm similar to DJ Maddie B. Of course, I am a music industry major.
Mm.
And I listen to just all types of music. I was classically trained in, like, stupid, like, classical music instruments when I was younger. Not stupid. I do love them.
Well, of course.
But, so I included some of that in here. I'm a big K-pop fan. I've lately been getting into, like, progressive rock inspired by my dad's style of music, who I used to, like, hate on. But now I'm like, wait, he was kind of goated.
Shout out, dad.
Shout out to my dad, Glenn. Hope you're listening. I have a song on here for you. But, yeah, I kind of just listened to everything. I tried to get a good range of things here. And thank you, DJ Maddie B, for letting me pick the songs for your show. It's such an honor.
Well, of course. And I'm just so excited. This is a wonderful playlist we have in front of me. And it feels sort of reminiscent to the title of the show, which, if you didn't know, you are currently listening to the fourth episode/installment of Medleys, Mixes, and Maddie B. And I'm your host, DJ Maddie B, with guest Liliana Grande, Nina III.
Yes.
So should we just, like, jump right into it?
I think we should. We've got a great first song here.
Yes. Now, guys, this first song is Birthday by Red Velvet. Is that called, is it Reeve Festival?
It's the Reve Festival.
Ah, so I just 2022.
Well, it's okay. It's spelled R-E-V-E, and I don't know why they thought people would pronounce it the correct way, like, with that spelling, but that's okay. I love this song, and they released it in November of 2022, and I was like, wait, that's my birth month.
Wait.
They did this for
me. That's so birth-coded.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, this is going to be Birthday by Red Velvet from the Reve Festival EP from 2022. And guys, as always, I hope that you enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. 지금 붙인다. Surprise. A to Z. 너를 위한 이 순간. Just today. 뭐든 해도 되니까. Yeah. R to V. 우리 따라와봐. 불 쓰는 기분에 완벽한 날씨까지. You're so high. Oh my gosh. 전부 선물같이 밤밤. 오늘 하루 마치 diamond. I got a special day. 시작해 another chance. 달콤한 아이스크림 케이크 또다시 내게 건네. 너의 heartbeat check. Sweat check. 지금 날 보면 떨리는 이 눈빛 check. Make your day. 채로 뭐든 상상해봐. 눈앞에 네가 원한 모든 걸 다 보여주고 싶어. It's my day and your day. It's a party party. 불꽃 다 타올라. 어서 빨리 빨리 오늘 밤. Yeah. We rock the world. Just rock the world. I can make the beat go.
Yo, that was peak, like peak on peak on peak.
Just like peak after peak, just so good.
I fear we're peaking.
And
not
we
even
are.
A sense of like audio peaking the microphone, like we're throwing out tunes here that people can't even handle, and I fear.
And it's, you know what, it's just the first song too, which is crazy.
The first one.
Yeah.
Oh, we're in for such a treat. Oh my gosh. I was saying to Lily, obviously off air, that was, I have never heard that song before. The only song I know of that EP is Bye Bye.
Oh, that song is so good. No, yeah.
And so I'm glad that I've now introduced this other song off that incredible EP.
Yes.
Again, that was the Reve Festival EP from 2022 by Red Velvet. That was the song Birthday. Now, this next song is going to be Attention by Malcolm Todd. Lily, would you like to elaborate on this song at all?
Yes. So I've been really into Malcolm Todd's music lately. I don't know where this like white boy came from. He just started showing up on my Spotify lately.
Wait, yes.
And every single song I've heard, I'm like, no way it's as good as the last one. And it ends up being better. And this one was just like it came up. I was looking for a song for an Instagram post and I was like, oh, like I like Malcolm Todd. This song came up and I've just been obsessed with it lately. Like you might recognize it because I've been spamming it. Me and Maddie are roommates, by the way, but
oh, yeah.
I've been spamming it in the shower. And so you might hear it because I've been like playing it over and over again in the shower.
Wait.
So you might recognize it, but I just think it's really good. It's short, it's sweet, it's cute. And yeah,
it's almost like a little Easter egg for me as your roommate. It's
like
it's almost like hidden Mickey, like see if you know. I feel like a Disney adult, like it's a hidden Mickey.
It's a hidden Malcolm Todd.
So guys, yes, again, like I said, this is going to be Attention by Malcolm Todd from Malcolm Todd Still. I don't know if that's an album or an EP, but should we just dive right in?
Let's go.
Guys, as always, I hope that you enjoy.
Oh, turn me on. I just want you to know I couldn't go without you. Attention all the time, and it's fine as long as I have your eyes on me. Oh, waiting here alone, no one to call home. But I think we'd make a pair if you'd see me at all. My heart is pumping, I'm made for loving. Your head is in the clouds, my room is in the bag. I need attention now, come here and just attack it all. You can bite my neck just a little too hard. Come lay your eyes on me, pretty, 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 please. Oh, turn me on, I just want you to know I couldn't go without you. Cause I need your attention all the time, and it's fine. As long as I have your eyes on me, over here, look at me, I'm a man, can't you see? Over here, baby, please, just fall in love, with me. Oh, turn me on, I just want you to know I couldn't go without you, cause I need your attention all the time. It's fine as long as I have your eyes on me. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I mean, kind of an abrupt ending, but
yeah.
Once again, and I dare I say banger, dare I say peak, like
yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, normally I'm not a fan of an abrupt ending, but I would say I prefer an abrupt ending over a prolonged ending, I'll be honest with you.
Because sometimes I'm just like, yo, when's this one going to end? Like, I know I'm shuffling this one, but hey, when's this one going to end, though?
Yeah, so this one, it's just like, oh, like it's over? Okay, that was good.
But then and I'm like, wait, play it again, because that was so good.
Yeah, I've just been looping that. Like, I'm being so serious. For the past few days, I've just been looping this song and listening to it.
That's so important to me.
I don't know why I'm so attached to it, but I really like it, so.
Yeah. I'll save the BTS lore of the artist when we get to that song in the playlist, obviously. But guys, just keep in the back of your mind that my friends, Lily and Alani, have a talent for matching K-pop dance practices to songs that are, I don't even know.
That like, are not close to K-pop at all.
Not even close. And there's just been some major heat being produced in MACDUV 312. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sorry.
What, the doxing?
I was just,
oh, we've
no,
been doxed
like,
a million times on Air by Alani.
No, I do know that, but I'm just like, I didn't think you'd step into that world, and I'm like, I'm okay with it.
And you know what? I'm not stepping.
The
I'm
world
leaping.
Of doxing. Oh.
I'm flipping. Call me Benson Boone the way I'm flipping into the world.
I'm cartwheeling into the world of doxing.
I'm doing my front aerial. Like, oh my, who did a front aerial that we saw the other day? Who was that? What are we watching?
Was it the fire truck music video?
Wait, no, you're right.
Because he used to do a front walkover, but then he did a front aerial, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know he did a front aerial.
When did he get his front aerial?
I don't know. He didn't even tell me.
He didn't even tell me. That's so annoying. But guys, anyways, off of that derailment,
yeah.
We are going to be moving on to Elegy. Is it Elegy? Am I stupid?
Yeah.
I was right. I'm so smart.
You're so
Elegy
smart.
Elegy of the Dynast by Yoshihisa Hirano.
Yes!
From Hunter original soundtrack 2013. Guys, we're taking it
peak.
And throwing it all the way back to a different decade, guys.
Yes.
Quick background here, I guess, on this would be, this is one of my favorite animes. If you know anime, then you know peak and you know Hunter, okay?
That's right.
It's just so peak. And this is from the soundtrack. Lily said this has some classical influence to it.
Yeah, a lot of the Hunter soundtrack has a lot of classical influence. Like, they have a Mozart piece as one of the, like, themes. I think the Zoldyck theme is a Mozart piece or something.
Yes.
But a lot of it is very classical inspired. And so I was like, let me go back to not only my roots, but also, well, actually both my roots. Like, when I was younger, I was like, I would play my classical music at school, and then I'd go home and watch anime. And so now I'm like, oh my God, this is like nostalgia, hashtag throwback.
We're going back to the roots, and we're about to serve boots. Okay,
yes.
Guys, this is Elegy of the Dynast by Yoshihisa Hirano from Hunter. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
Yes.
See, I think that was the slow fade out that we were just talking about earlier, because we both just went, wait, the song is over? There was still 10 seconds left on the track, by the way. That's so silly. Oh, wait.
Classical music goes on a little too long for my liking, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's peak.
Because it's holy peak. And also, I do want to, like, just put a public service announcement that I did have Lily's mic turned off because I accidentally turned on the wrong one. So, I know, I just wanted to get ahead of that right now, just, like, on air. Like, I wanted to make sure that I was ahead of that. Like, sorry to mic 3 because there's no one there, but I just turned mic 4 on, so you should be there.
Well, perfect. I can hear myself. Great. And, you know, I appreciate the on-air apology, of course.
Well, of course, I wanted to get ahead of that and stuff.
But yeah, good job getting ahead of it.
Moving on, we're coming right back to Red Velvet.
Yeah.
Because one thing, it's going to be a cornerstone. This is, am I wrong in saying this is your favorite K-pop?
All
K-Crop.
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 They're my not just my favorite K-pop group, they're my favorite music artists ever.
And thank God.
I just love Red Velvet. I think they're very underrated. They're very successful, but I think they're underrated, and they have so many different sub-genres, and mm-hmm. I think there's so much work that goes into their music and their concepts, and I just love it.
And I live.
Yes.
And on that Red Velvet note there, guys, we're going to be listening to Irresistible by members of Red Velvet, Irene and Solgi.
Yes.
This is from Tilt, the second mini album, it's called mini album and EP, so I'm not entirely
sure. I don't really know what the
K-pop
deal is.
K-pop loves to just release some single digi mini album.
Yes.
Single, triple, single, double album. What?
No, yeah. I don't know what it means.
I don't know what it means, but it just means that it's a small collection of work, essentially.
Right.
But they want to call it a million things, and that's okay. And we love K-pop nonetheless.
Yeah.
But again, this is going to be Irresistible by Irene and Solgi. And as always, I hope that you enjoy.
Yes.
Cast is so irresistible. 첫눈에 감긴 너인가 눈 멀어버릴 것 같아 잘라져 놓치기 싫어
Do you think it was meant to be blowing out a candle? Birthday candle?
Candles, guys.
I didn't even freaking consider that.
I just my frontal cortex just developed and I just conceptualized that. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I love that song. Oh my God.
Instead of me just saying, oh, that was peak, I will maybe elaborate because that one was, I'd say, particularly good. like you said, they just make a lot of different music. And obviously when you have the subgroup, what do you want to call it?
Subunit.
Unit, a subunit. When they do their stuff, obviously it's going to be different. I almost feel like, and not to say that it's inspired or taking from, but there was almost aspect of the song that I felt, it was almost like Ariana Grande.
Yes.
I felt Ariana Grande.
So.
Ariana Grande. Oh my gosh, Jamie Lynn, where are you? Shout out Jamie. Shout out Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
Jamie, we miss you.
No, yeah. Solgi from this subunit, she's actually a huge fan of Ariana Grande. And I think that's why this subunit makes very, like, sensual R&B, Ariana Grande type music. Because they just fit that concept so well. And they're both fans of her. So.
They do. And they're both beautiful.
God, they're both so beautiful.
That. So beautiful.
Love those two women.
Oh, my goodness. And speaking of women.
Yes.
And speaking of maybe feminism, I haven't even heard this whole song yet. So
I'm ready for you to hear this one. I think you'll like it.
Because I love, because I was listening to Marina when she was Marina and the Diamonds.
Yes.
So this was, we're talking about, like, you know, pre-2020, like pre-COVID. Like, that's when I was tapped in. So now she's just Marina.
Correct.
And I can't, she came up with this album, which I haven't listened to because I'm fake, obviously.
This whole album is so good. Do you know, I Love You, it's like I and then the little greater symbol and then the three you, that's from this album.
Is that Peak as well?
It's also Peak, and I was like, maybe I'll do that one, but I feel like I haven't overplayed it. I still love the song, but I'm like, I need to give some more love to the rest of the songs on this album because almost all of it is so good. And
wait,
I think
you're so equitable.
Yeah, that's right. And I picked the title, I believe the title track,
yes,
is because it's
so.
The album is Princess of Power.
And spoiler alert, we're listening to Princess of Power by Marina from the Princess of Power. Oh my gosh, I'm like really enunciating.
I like
Princess
it.
Of Power.
Princess of
it's almost
Power.
Like ASMR, like,
guess the English dialect.
Wait, Cockney. I'm from Essex.
Essex, Birmingham.
I'm from Birmingham. Oh, guys, okay, put a pin in that. We will explain what that means after. But first, we are going to listen to Princess of Power by Marina from the album Princess of Power. And as always, I hope you enjoy.
Just had to leave you.
Rings of Power.
Maddie, did you like that one?
Yes. Oh my. And I've clearly been missing out. I need to listen to that album.
It's really good.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Also, to all my fans that are tapped in right now, specifically shouting out Grammy and Frank right now.
Yes.
Grammy and Frank, I love
Grammy
you guys.
Grammy and Frank.
And Grammy has just informed me that she has learned a new word today. She's picking up some lingo from the show, and that's really all I could ask for. She now knows that peak means good.
It does.
Peak means like, oh, like this is like really good. Like, oh, this is like peak. I'm like just explaining
this is
to her
like,
with the word.
It can't get any better than this.
Right, like this is peak.
This is
my
the
expectations
peak.
Kind
yeah.
of thing. Well, peak.
And I believe this song was peak, honestly. I love yeah. Marina.
They just keep peaking. They keep topping the charts.
That's right.
But up next, I do believe, if I'm correct, that this is the song that you have on here for Mr. Glenn.
This
father.
Is. This song, my dad, I remember because I'm taking a history of rock music class right now. And we're kind of getting into the progressive rock era, which is very much my dad's, like, bag, you know?
Mm, his bread and butter.
And I used to be very just, like, pop music when I was a kid, and I would never appreciate his music. And then my professor played this song, and I was like, wait, I recognize this from being in the back seat of the car.
Oh, wait.
And then I was like, wait, this is really good. Why wasn't I appreciating this whole time?
Right.
So I've been getting into this song lately.
Right, and this song being Tom Sawyer by Rush from Chronicles Remastered.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of Rush because of my dad. Oh, shout out my dad, Mr. Christopher.
Shout out to Dad Rock
shout out
in general.
Dad Rocks. Oh, Dad Rocks.
Dad Rock. Well, Dad Rocks.
Dad's Rock. And
yeah.
also Dad Rock Rocks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, perfect.
Oh, yeah, I locked in.
Oh, I got a point.
I know a couple Rush songs. I don't know that this is one of them unless I'm lying because I've lied before. And this is it's true that I've lied. It's the truth that I lied.
Wait, you've lied before?
Well... And I should just, let me just address this on air. I've lied before.
Well, good thing you got ahead of that, too.
Yeah, I always like to get ahead of things like that. I never yeah. want to leave anybody, like, questioning. But on that yippity-yap note, we're going to segue, just seamlessly, check out this
so seamless.
Seamless segue.
I mean,
we're
wow.
now going to listen to Tom Sawyer by Rush from the album Chronicles Remastered. Shout out to Dads Everywhere. We love you. Here's some Rush for you. And I hope that you enjoy. Bro, rock on. Bro, progressive rock on, yo.
Love some progressive rock, even though all of the songs are just a little bit too long.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
I was going to note, well, that's an interesting conversation that I feel like two intellectual aspiring music industry professionals should probably have on air right now.
Yeah, totally.
And it's that songs are getting shorter.
Yes.
And shorter.
Yes.
Like, I think that, like, the perfect length for a song is, like, 3.5 minutes.
I was about to say 3 minutes, 30 seconds. 3.5 to 4 right. minutes. Like,
peak. Peak. Oh, I keep saying peak. I can't.
Word of the day, peak.
I think that's the perfect length. Like, you're getting enough of it. You, when it's a little bit longer, they don't have as much, like, leeway to just repeat the same things over and over again, which is something I don't like when songs are too repetitive. That's something also that I'm like, oh, like, really? You wrote, like, 5 words for the song and you repeated it the whole time? What are we doing here?
I agree.
But, like, when we get to, like, 5 minutes, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna pause
now. It's like, okay, pack it up.
Hey, please pack it up and get it on the road because I've heard enough. But now, I mean, then this is no, like, hate to Malcolm Todd. Like, we all know that we really vibed with that song, and it was peak. But
that
song
was a minute
and 53 seconds.
I know.
I'm like, that's not even enough to get my groove on.
Like, I know. Like, unless it's an intro or an outro or, like, an interlude, I believe every song should be at least 2 minutes or 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, at least.
I just love a proper structure, you know, a verse, chorus, bridge, final chorus. You know what I mean? Like,
and, like,
I just
throw
love
it on
that.
Me.
Throw it on me.
Throw it on me. Put some sugar on me.
Yeah, I don't know. But I do think my attention span is so fried that at this point in time, I do like a shorter song better than a longer song. Just because I'm like, I can appreciate, like, different sections within a song. But then at that point, I'm like, just make a different song.
Yeah.
Just have it all be like 3 minute songs instead of one giant 15 minute song. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I know exactly what you're saying, dude. And thank you for saying that. The only really long song that I will accept, and if you're one of my family members, then you know what I'm about to say. It's the prologue to Into the Woods, and I promise you guys I will play that on air one day. It's 14 minutes long.
Wow.
And I mean, I was in a production of Into the Woods, so obviously, like, it means a lot to me because I was the granny in Into the Woods. But it's just really good, and I can sit there and I will listen to that on repeat, repeat, repeat. Speaking of repeat, seamless segue once again.
Wait.
This next song, and mind you, I said let's put a pin in this conversation because we're listening to Care For You by the Marías. It's a single of theirs.
Yes.
And again, we were talking about the fact that my two roommates, Alana and Lily, have this intellectual ability to sync up the craziest songs with, like, K-pop dance practice videos. And one day they sat me down and they said, I want to make history.
I want to make history.
And they were like, check out this video that we made. And and what's the song again by the Marías?
No One Noticed Extended English Version.
Over a really old, like, archaic dance practice video of BTS
over
K-pop group.
War of the Hormone, Real War version Real dance War. Practice by BTS. This was a 3 a.m. creation by me and Alani. And dare I say it's peak, you know, like, there's just no other word to describe it.
Right. And for my people out there who are just not even tapped into anything K-pop, like, I don't know how to truly explain this to you, but just know, like, it was a life-changing experience to watch that, and it was so funny.
Yeah, and I think you could know everything about K-pop and you still couldn't describe this video.
And you're not even wrong.
Yeah.
You're not even wrong. But thank you, the Marías, for always having a song for everything,
yes.
including this next one. Again, this is Care For You by the Marías, and this is a single of theirs, and I hope that you enjoy.
Woo-hoo.
It was a long one there.
Was
oh, my
good.
Gosh.
I liked that.
Thank you.
Baby, make me go dancing alone.
Okay, well, I was about to comment on, like, that ending, and then all of a sudden there was, like a lion's roar. Like, raise your hand if you heard that, because I heard that.
I'm not raising my hand. I didn't. I was putting my headphones on.
You didn't hear the...
No, I was putting my headphones on.
Okay, well, now I'm crazy. Now I just sound crazy.
It's not that I don't believe you. Like, I do believe you, but I just didn't even hear that.
Wait, guys, for the people at home, like, please let me know if you heard that lion roar at the end. Like, I was about to comment, like, oh, that was a nice, like, fade out. And then all of a sudden there was, like, a lion roaring. Guys, what was that?
I don't know.
Oh, man, now I feel like a crazy person.
You're not crazy.
Okay, so this next song, when I was throwing together this playlist, what the heck? Sorry, messages are rolling in right now. What the heck is going on? When I was putting the song in the playlist, I was like, okay, first of all, it's a demo. Mm-hmm. Second of all, I've never heard of this artist before.
OMG.
OMG. Wait, do you want to like tap in and like give some insight on that one?
Well, I'll be honest. I don't really have a lot of insight. This artist is Jacob with a K.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about him. His songs just pop up on my Spotify and I'm like, wow, like this is so good. And then this song, I haven't even heard the real version. Only heard the demo version because I'm like, this is all I need.
Guys, this is like an insider scoop. Even though this is available for you to stream everywhere, this feels like an insider scoop because it has the word demo in the title.
I know, yeah. And he did send it to me personally.
That's so exciting.
And then he let me upload it on Spotify for him. Yep.
But anyways, guys, this is going to be Sunshine Girl. Wait, I can't read. Sunshine Girl Demo by Jacob from Sunshine Girl The Single, guys. And as always, I hope that you're enjoying.
Baby, what you hiding from? Maybe you should test the sun.
I think we're living in like a fade out epidemic. I think that's like the ratio on this playlist of like songs with fade outs. That's got it. That's like 90%.
I love a fade out. Well, okay. I don't like a fade out with when it's just a repeat of the chorus,
mm-hmm.
where it's like the vocals yeah. are also fading out. But I love when the vocals end and then the instrumental just keeps going and then it just fades
like,
out.
Because it almost feels like I'm walking away from the song. That was so stupid. That was stupid, but am I wrong, though?
You're not wrong at all.
Wait.
Like, tell me I'm wrong.
I'm walking from one musical experience to another.
Exactly.
And that's kind of, and the journey to the party. I knew I found a way to pull that into the episode today.
We've been big into the journey's usually the part. The journey's usually the part you remember anyways. That was scary.
That was really good, though. Oh, my gosh. Should we become professional? Like, what's the word impressionist? Is that a word?
Impressionist?
People who do impressions?
Maybe.
Maybe voice actor is a better word.
Voice actors.
Wait, guys, raise your hand if you think I could be a good voice actor. Like, because Lily's looking raising her hand. You guys can't see that, but I'm going to explain to you that I said, do you think I'd be a good voice actor? Raise your hand. And then Lily raised her hand.
And then I did proceed to raise my hand, which means, of course, I do think you'd be a good voice actor.
Wait. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you're in front of me. Seamless segue into our next song called The next song is called In Front of Me by Steve Lacy from album The Lo-Fi's. This song is spelled I-N-F-R-U-A-N-A-M-I, like In Front of Me.
In Front of Me.
In Front of Me. So yeah, that's the name of this next song. Guys, I'm so good at segueing.
You are.
Wait, but speaking of segueing, did you ever have a hoverboard?
No.
Wait, me neither. Okay, moot point.
I didn't have one. I wasn't allowed.
I don't know what was allowed. I think that 2008 was just a tough year for a lot of people, so we didn't have a hoverboard. But
I remember wanting one so bad, though.
My friends had one. I remember thinking, like, oh, yeah, I totally want one. And then I tried getting on one, and I was like,
I remember it was so difficult.
I'm about to bust my butt on the concrete right now. Like, this hurt. And I've fallen off of a skateboard before, and I'm sure I could have fallen off of a hoverboard if the opportunity had presented itself. Crazy little tangent we got on there. But again, this next tune is going to be called In Front of Me by Steve Lacy from album The Lo-Fi's. And as always,
The Lo-Fi's.
And I hope that you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, whoa. That can't, see, there was, and you know what? In the epidemic of fade outs, you're always going to have that one song that ends before you can even attempt to click pause.
Right.
I mean, that was a little, come on, Steve Lacy.
Steve Lacy.
That's
come
silly.
On now.
That's really silly of you, my friend. So I'm going to run this little timeline down for you guys, okay? Yeah. We have two songs left to play, okay? We only have, give or take, 5 or 6 minutes. And I think that what we're going to try to do is we're going to play, as if you guys didn't know, if it's your first time tapping into Medley's Mix and Maddie B with your host, DJ Maddie B, you should know that I like to end off my episodes with a song that I have never heard before. And assumedly, a lot of you haven't probably heard, only because this is very new music. So I definitely want to make sure we get to that song. But if we still have time, then I'll play the other song that Lily has suggested for us today. But obviously, we'll have time to chat after this next tune. But this next one, there was no segue for this one,
that's
unfortunately.
Okay.
But this new song, new to me, new to you, this is I'm trying to say this, but the song is called This Is Water by artist Dream Nails, and it is a single of theirs. Again, I have never heard this, so I like to leave something new for me and new for you. So guys, as always, I hope you enjoy This Is Water by Dream Nails. Here we go.
I'm swimming, I'm swimming.
This is water.
This is water.
This is water. That was catchy. That's going to be stuck in my head now. This is water. This is water.
At the restaurant later, we're going to get water and be like, this is water.
This is water. This is my water. This is my water. About to drink my water. Oh, yeah. I feel like the best way to probably end off tonight's episode is to let you all know that promptly after this,
yes,
we are going to be dining at Applebee's for Lily's birthday. Do you want to tell the people what you'll be ordering?
Well, I will be ordering the spinach artichoke dip.
Correct.
As an appetizer. For a drink, I'm going to be getting the Rockin' Poppin' Shirley, or maybe not. We'll see how I'm feeling.
No,
but it's
should.
A Shirley Temple with Pop Rocks, and it's so good. And then for my like main meal, of course, for my entree, I'm going to be getting the four cheese penne with the honey chicken tenders, I believe is what it's called. And DJ Maddie B, what is your order going to be?
You're the man out of my own heart, man. I mean, literally, you just ran down my order.
Oh, my God.
And the journey's usually part of it, anyways. Like, oh, my gosh. But it's like I was telling Lily earlier, I'm going to ask them to not put on so much of like, the tender sauce, like the honey pepper sauce, because it, like, overwhelms my pasta. You know the scene in Elf where, like, Elf is, like, eating that spaghetti with, like, the syrup and the chocolate syrup and the M&Ms? Like, that's what it feels like I'm eating. Like, who remembers Elf, though? But guys, that was our fourth installment already
Wow.
of Medley's Mixes and Maddie B with your host, DJ Maddie B, and guest host, Liliana Grande Nina, the third. Give it for Liliana Grande Nina. Woo!
I like that you added Nina. I feel like I've never heard you say Nina before.
Wait, I feel like I've said
Nina.
It a couple times. Maybe it's... Wait, Nina. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We're running out of time. I have so much to say. Like, I just want to keep talking. Oh, my gosh. But on that note, guys, the happiest of birthdays. Guys, Lily is the greatest friend you could have ever asked for.
Oh, my
for,
gosh.
And everyone should strive to have a Liliana Grande in their lives. So, shout out to Lily. Shout out everyone who's listening tonight. And as always, this has been Medley's Mixes and Maddie B with your host, DJ Maddie B, guest host Liliana Grande. And you've been listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. And guys, have a great night.
Hey, so what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, nothing much. Probably just studying. How about you?
Well, I'll be listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's a great idea. Me too.
I'm pregnant. I'm supposed to be happy.
I haven't been myself since the baby was born.
What's wrong with me?
I should be happy, but I'm sad.
Will these feelings ever go away?
Being pregnant and having a baby can be a wonderful experience. But sometimes it can make you feel sad, anxious, or constantly worried about being a good mother. If you're pregnant or a new mother and feel depressed, you're not alone. Symptoms of depression include frequent crying, inability to sleep or sleeping too much, no appetite or eating too much, feeling overwhelmed, irritability or anger, loss of interest in things you previously enjoyed, thoughts of harming yourself or your baby. If you or